ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifa Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zainul Abidin. Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi, he says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from Mubahatul Mukthirin, trying to compete with the rich. Now, we said and we've been saying that we don't need to compete with the rich. We need to be generous in this month and to give. So now we have three things. We have Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi, we have generosity, and tonight and today we have the birthday of one of the most generous people that walked this earth. And that is our second Imam, Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Our second Imam alayhi salam was known in generosity, that there would be no one that could match his generosity. He gave everything that he had for the sake of Allah twice. Like, he completely gave whatever he has in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that I have never ever heard anyone has done before. Even our other imams. Not to say that they are not generous, but no one went to the extent of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. If that tells me anything, it tells me the benefits and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave and put in charity. So, 15th of the month of Ramadan is the birthday of our master, second master, Imam Al-Hasan Mujtaba alayhi salamullah. So we send our congratulations to the entire Muslim Ummah. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
To salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that it is the birthday of Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, and he was known to be Karimu Ahlul Bayt, the most generous out of the household. Now, to make a person generous, for him to be generous, is that he needs to understand the benefits of generosity and the benefits of giving. Because if I don't understand how good something is, my motivation to it will be a lot less. Me trying to do it would be, you know, almost impossible. But the more I tell you about something and the benefits of it and how good it is, the more you'll be motivated to do. So when it comes to sadaqah and charity, we have so much ahadith. We have so much narration, right, that motivates me and you to give. Now, for Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba alayhi salamullah, to give everything that he had and he comes absolutely clean. It says in the narration, he would even give his slippers. So I'm assuming the only thing that was left is his clothes that he was wearing. Besides that, everything was given away. It's because he can see the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give in return for what he gives. He thought that there is nothing more better and more valuable in the reward system than sadaqah. And actually it is, because the Quran says, and this is very important and also very interesting, when a person dies, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring him back to life. So this is a process that me and you will go through. The person says, "Oh Allah, arju'uni, bring me back." Why? Why do you want to go? لِأَصَّدَّقَ, so I can give charity. وَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and I be among the good doers. So sadaqa, a person comes back to life. He doesn't say, so I can fast, so I can pray, so I can do tasbih, so I can go to hajj. No, no, no. He says, bring me back, لِأَصَّدَّقَ, so I can give charity. So that person who died and who crossed over, he saw that there is nothing more rewarding in the system of reward than sadaqa. So Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam says, I am the generous. So he gave everything. Me and you, let us use the opportunity of this holy month and this holy day and this the birth of our generous Imam, and to give to others who are in need in the name of the Imam himself. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that sadaqah and giving charity, being generous in the month of Ramadan is the best time, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated times for everything. So our prayers, they have designated time. Hajj has designated time. Fasting has designated time. But when it comes to charity, for example, it also has designated time. And the best designated time for sadaqah, even though throughout the day sadaqah has specific places to pay and throughout the year, but the best times designated for sadaqah, for charity, for generosity, is in fact in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those who can prevent themselves from stinginess, those are the successful ones. So in this month, we look in our look into ourselves. We reevaluate ourselves and we take what we have and we try to help other people. Obviously, I'm not saying give all your money and be like Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. If you want, by all means, the door is open. But at least give something back to those who are in need. Because what you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want Allah to increase it and make it 100-folds, then give to the people that need. Give charity. Give sadaqah. Make generosity a trait that you live by, that people know you by. They will say, this guy is generous. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد